WGNC,
Mont Bellevue, Houston.
A Gao Media Station. ESPN 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. Welcome on in, and today we're not in the studio. Barry and I are at Poker Royal, 9371 Richmond Avenue. If you want to stop on by and check out the very swanky digs and participate in some poker, we're here for you.
What happened there?
At this point, I can't answer these questions. I don't know.
It's one of those days. This is a big poker room. There's a lot of – here's how you know a place is fancy, when there's more chandeliers than people.
It's a good point.
And we're just getting fired up. I'm ready to go. This place is nice. I'm ready to make some money. I'm not going to be playing.
Got a friendly crowd?
I'm not going to be playing. I'm not I wish I could. I wish I was like Fred and AJ where they just let me play and I don't have to do my show.
Do you feel like you could get married and then play poker?
Why? What is that?
It has that atmosphere. It has like the
dude. I was walking
when the lights on the stage look like.
Yeah, when I went to hit the head, they have. What's cool about this is that they've got the tables that you can play at. They've got different tables, and then they've got like pool tables. So if you get knocked out or you're just you're waiting to get back in, they've got chess over there, which I would destroy you at because it's a thinking man's game.
Of course.
But yeah, this is a really nice thing. TVs all over the place.
I was going to say, the big thing is if you're a sports fan and you're worried about like NFL tonight or you're worried about college football on Saturdays and then NFL on Sundays, don't worry anymore because you pop on in, you got all the games on, all the different channels on, and you can still play poker at the same time. So it's a fantastic environment here at 9371 Richmond Avenue. Stop on by, get on in, just opened up, doors open around noon. And they go till 2, so stop on in and participate with the peoples.
I didn't get a number. How many tables are here? Do you know, sir? He's just going to count. I could have done that. I thought you knew off the top of your head. About 15? Okay. I dig it. They got pool tables. Pretty swanky. I dig it. Plenty of parking out front. Got our promo crew here. It's going to be a good day.
Shane wearing the extra snug Eagles polo in advance of his favorite team playing tonight against the Falcons.
I like that you throw in the extra snug.
Yeah, it's a little grasping on the top, but he's creating some pockets.
Look at his muffin
airwaves.
Oh, up top. You're not
up top.
In the midriff.
No. See, you go here and it goes escalates
That's
in a hurry.
Not what happened at all. Anything fun for you yesterday? Last night after the show?
No, not a lot. Not a lot. Watch the Astros.
Yeah.
And continue to watch Bregman head towards his MVP status.
Not according to A.J. Hoffman, he's not.
Right, not going to be a top fiver in the MVP.
No way.
Not going to happen. But you and I, on the other hand.
We're dumb.
Yeah, we saw something.
We are dumb because we think that. I went last night after the show. Mm-hmm. I got to give a shout out to my guys, Ralph and Larry, over at Vortex.
Okay.
I went to Vortex for a workout. As you know, I told you, I got to get sexy again.
Oh, yeah.
We got some things coming up, you and I.
Right.
We got to do some things. So I did a boxing workout.
Yeah.
It's called Ride, Rumble, and Rejuvenate. And they've got spin classes, and then they've got a box. They've got like 35 or 40 punching bags.
Okay.
The full-size bags in a room. And, dude, first of all, I'm proud. I'll say this. I did not finish the workout.
Oh, no?
Oh, God, no. It was a killer workout.
How long do you have to spin for?
No. I did the boxing workout. I didn't do the spin class.
Oh, so you didn't do the R&R. You just did
The rumble. Okay. I just did the boxing. But you want to talk about burning some calories? They said that their average workout is burns between 600 to 800 calories.
Wow,
it's ridiculous. I'm not burning that when I go run 4 miles.
Were you just? It was just dripping off you.
And this was in 45 minutes. Oh, I was soaking wet.
Yeah.
What I'm not proud of is that I had to stop several times within 45 minutes. But that's to be expected when you first start doing. It's high intensity interval training. It's cardio. That's what I am proud of is that I did not vomit.
Okay.
Because the last time I did a workout like this was the time. I think I've told this story on the show, but it was the last time that I vomited and pooped myself and passed out.
I would have remembered that story. I do not remember that story.
Oh, my goodness.
Unless you omitted those details, I would have remembered that story.
I was working with a personal trainer named Derek Jonkins. He's up in the Woodlands, and he trains a lot of athletes.
Uh-huh.
And I had bought 6 weeks or 6 sessions or 12 sessions. I don't know. I met him through a mutual friend who was actually an MMA fighter here in town, Pat Bierschwall, whose his nickname was the Bison. So I met Derek and I went for my first workout and I was not in shape. Like I'm kind of in shape already now.
Mm-hmm.
I was not this kind of in shape. Did the first workout about 10 minutes in, I started getting lightheaded. And I said, he's yelling at me, and I just looked at him and went, I'll be back. And then I stumbled to the restroom, and I woke up on the toilet, and I had vomited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had fainted. It was.
Are you burning calories when you vomit, poop yourself, and then pass out? I'm just wondering if that's still a gain in your book on the workout front.
Okay. Yeah, you lose a lot of weight that way. That's the secret to losing weight is lots of pooping and vomiting, and then you're good. And then shame. You burn calories when you're shamed, apparently.
Yes, okay.
But no, dude, yesterday.
Where is Vortex?
It's on West Gray.
Okay.
Dude, it's nice. It's a really
Midtown
nice
area?
Yeah, yeah. I believe so. I'm not good with the towns.
Right, right, right.
Montrose, Midtown, all that. I want to say I had to get through River Oaks to get there.
Okay.
So it's
coming from the station. So, yeah you're headed that way. Yep.
Yeah. But super nice gym. I'm hoping that they'll be doing some things with us.
Cool.
So that would be good. But I got to work out there. Great workout. So, yeah, thanks to those guys.
I went in my garage, did the same thing.
My whole body hurts already. Yeah.
I can understand that because when you do a boxing workout, you start hitting muscles and things that you don't normally do, even if you do weights and things.
Because it's not, you think it's just boxing, so it's just your arms, but the guy that was training us he incorporates a lot of boxing moves, but he also incorporates like dips and stuff like that. So it is a full body workout.
Cool. And you got core in there, you got all that. So
that's
good stuff.
It was cool, man. But you do the same in your, you do a
I don't
boxing?
Do boxing workout.
No,
I've got a whole weight set up in my, and I've been avoiding it for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
I get in those little lulls every 6 months or so where it's hard to convince myself to get out in the garage where it's scorching hot out. But it was raining, so I went out there for about an hour and a half and just beat myself through it going, I got it. I got to get this done.
Nice.
So, yeah.
There you go. Shout out to Demetrius. He's already sent us a picture. He said he's going to be doing yard work today. I know Nick is super excited that our listeners are doing yard work.
Demetrius, do your yard work. Do not ask questions of Barry during your yard work because Nick and I get highly annoyed by that.
Yes. Nicholas, anything exciting for you? I mean, I know.
Yeah, you got a love letter we saw.
Yeah.
From who?
From Seymour Butts or what was his name?
Oh, no, let's not. Let's not talk about that yet. Let's not talk about that yet. That's going to be a surprise for the listeners. I wanted to talk to you about that before the show, and then I forgot we were doing a remote.
Yeah.
But I actually wanted to talk to Barry about his whack-ass Android phone.
We both should.
What?
First, we get a text.
I almost called you a hoe. That was inappropriate, and I wouldn't dare do that.
You did a whole lot.
We get a text at 4:11 or 3:11, like late in the show, responding to a text that Joel and I were, you know, kind of conversating with.
We were belittled by you yesterday
because
we didn't respond to a text that you sent that we never got. It showed up after the show.
But
like
it was
8 hours delayed.
No, but that one didn't show up. Another one showed up. Nick, did you ever get the one that told us about the guest popping into our show
yesterday?
No,
I didn't see the guest.
I never got it either.
And then
never.
I text them about this. You know,
what's your name, young man?
The special.
John, I got two work wives. One is here and one is back at the studio, and they won't leave me alone. This is.
But when you get a text from Barry at 1:30 in the morning and it says,
it was a
new phone.
Did you open
who
it?
Who dis? When you get a text at 1:30 in the morning from Barry Laminack that says new phone, who dis? What do you want me to say? Like, your phone is obviously acting up and you need to replace it.
Bears, you trolling a little bit at 1:30 in the morning with Nick?
No, that was in response to you sending out the poll yesterday. So he sent out the listener poll from way back Wednesday. The results were as follows. Nick, 44%. Barry, 30%. Joel, 26%.
And I said, F your bots, because all he does is use bots to win every week.
So I had responded, as you can see, at 4:35 or 4:40, I responded to him and said, new phone, who dis, because I didn't want him to know I got the poll. What I would like to report about this poll from way back Wednesday is that since Nick is disqualified.
How?
Because Stevie Wonder, happy birthday, we established that had nothing to do with
the
royalty.
We also established that Martin Luther King is in the lyrics.
No, that's not.
Dude, I've been dubbed the winner. You can't.
I won. God, I hate you. I wish I was there. I'd come and kick you off your stool. What are you showing me?
I still don't have these messages, Nick. I don't know if you do. I don't have any of these messages that you... I didn't even get the one that you said that says...
Plus the one at 1:30 in the morning. Were you awake playing video games or were you asleep at 1:30 in the morning?
I was asleep, bro. So, I'm not up at 1:30 in the morning. I'm an old-ass man.
Your phone is acting up, bro. I'm telling you. You get that
you
look
guys,
there.
My phone is just fine. Maybe it's on a delayed... I don't know. Shut up. It's brand new.
Thanks for putting your phone on alerts at different times, alerts and alarms, so that they show up at 1:30 in the morning. It helps us all a great deal.
I don't know what's going on.
We're so behind the times, technology-wise.
Sigmund Bloom joins us today at 2:30. Yep. That's something that I'm looking forward to. Get your lineup set for the week. First game is tonight.
If you had the first pick overall and you took Le'Veon Bell, this would be the time to chime in with Sigmund Bloom, because you're going to need some help.
Yep.
So, Sigmund Bloom at 2:30, so make sure you get your questions prepared. You know how we do it. We take the calls first and foremost, but we ask for you to get on the line last. So right before we head to that 2:30 break, you get your phone calls in. We'll take your fantasy football questions. If you want to get them ahead of time, you can call. You can text the HRNP listener line, which is 713-780-3776. You can call, text. We'll be responding on that, as well as Twitter, which is @BarryIsFunny, @PacManJoel with a K, and, of course, @TheProducerNick. The ladies here on the promo team are ready to go. Everybody's geared up and ready for action. Stop on by if you will. It is Poker Royal on Richmond. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. If you're tired of storm chasers, deposit thieves, and sketchy roofers, you've had work done on your house, or you need to get work done on your house after the hurricane, and you don't know who to go to, and you're a little leery of the companies that are out there, I'm here to tell you Fitz Roofing is the company for you. They use top-quality products like CertainTeed shingles. In fact, they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria to attain this elite status, and they have it. Their base warranties, quite frankly, are longer than your average roofer can do for you at any time. Not only will they do an outstanding job on your roof, but they care about the community. They give 10% of their profits back through a nonprofit called Fitz for Families. It's for people that need roof repairs or a roof over their head. They can't afford to pay for it, but Fitz for Families can help. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. It just takes one call, or you can log on. FitzRoofing.com, FITZRoofing.com, or you call 832-521-3001 and set up your free no-obligation inspection today. That's free. They come out and see what they can do for you. 832-521-3001, Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
In his first career opening day start with the Twins this year. Springer on the move. Bregman deep to left field. This ball's hit well. Gone! 29, Alex Bregman, and the Astros lead 2-0.
Hey, that's Todd Callis. He, along with Jeff Blum, calling the game again last night. AT&T Sportsnet, another Astros victory. It's now 5 in a row. They still hold on to the four-game lead in the Los column over the A's. The A's were able to get behind that powerhouse pitcher named Mike Fiers
vomit.
Put down the Yankees. But they have a lead. They have a third baseman that's absolutely on fire. And I know that we kid around a lot, and we had a debate going the other day with AJ. But the bottom line
is...
Oh,
it's no debate. We were right. He was
absolutely,
wrong.
Absolutely, which is the way it normally comes out. But at the end of the day, when you look at what Alex Bregman has done, and I was talking to the guys... We're putting together a video today on this topic for SportsMap. At the start of the year, if I gave you four choices for who was going to be the MVP at the end of the season this year for the Astros, Bregman probably wouldn't have been one of the four unless you did everyone else, like
nope.
The field, right? You would have had your reigning MVP, Jose Altuve. You would have had Correa, who everybody believed this was the year that he was going to just break out and go for an MVP-type season. Springer coming off the World Series MVP in the way he played a year ago. And then one of the pitchers, whether it be Verlander with a full season under his belt with the roster that he has to play with, Garrett Cole coming over, a power pitcher again with that kind of a lineup and defense.
Actually, I don't even know if you would have added that, added Cole, because you didn't know for sure he was
right.
going to be this dominant. But I think you could have said, hey, Charlie Morton, Lance McCullers coming off the World Series that they had might be one of those guys,
sure.
that fifth person.
You would have had Ken Giles on there too, but that would have been if you had five choices. But I mean, overall, you look at that, none of us would have had Bregman even on that list. Everybody
nope.
said, you know, a good year for him is just kind of, you know, upgrading a couple of categories, maybe hit, you know, 250, 260, you know, and just put together some decent numbers. But the numbers he's putting together, and they had it on the broadcast last night, of players 24 years or younger that have at least 29 home runs, 45 doubles, 90 RBIs, you want to talk for one season – you want to talk about elite company. You're talking about Joe DiMaggio and Alex Rodriguez. That is ridiculous. And if he continues on the tear that he's on right now, there are some other categories that in Major League history will just be him and Jolton Joe DiMaggio. If that's the
crazy.
Case, oh, man, people are underestimating what kind of year he's having. On the homestand, he almost hit 500, which
that's
is ridiculous.
Wild. Yeah. Last 7 days, Alex Bregman, 400 average, 4 home runs, 4 doubles, 4 walks. Fours are wild with him right now.
Mm-hmm.
6 runs scored. I mean, the dude is ripping the cover off the ball. And, I mean, I know I'm kidding about AJ, but we had the discussions. Is he a top 5 MVP candidate? And I tell you what, if he wasn't, these last 7 days have probably vaulted him into that category. When you look at his OPS right now for the month of September, 1.960. That is stupid how good that is.
Yeah, I mean, and you think about this. Oh, we said, let's be realistic. One of the Red Sox is probably going to win the MVP, but we said he's a definitely top 5 finishing MVP candidate, and that was before he went on the tear you just talked about. I mean, the 10-game homestand alone, in which they finished 7-3 because they had to, he hit 486. That's 18 for 37.
It's crazy.
I mean, 5 bombs, 7 doubles, 17 ribbies in 10 games.
He is, in September, getting on base 57% of the time. Dude, that's every other at-bat. That's better than every other at-bat he's getting on base.
And if you think about it, over the course of the previous year, he had 7 home runs and 401 plate appearances at the Juice Box mm-hmm. in his first 2 seasons in baseball. Sorry. So over 2 seasons, his first 2 years at Minute Maid Park, he had 7 home runs. He's got 13 and 314 plate appearances this year.
Crazy.
It's just
yeah.
The we're looking at some stuff, and we're more worried about, well, Altuve's kind of in a slump, or Correa since he came back from injury just isn't the same player. But we're not appreciating enough what this guy has done, and we talked about it. He kept this team afloat.
Yeah.
When all those injuries were happening, and now they are back in a position of control heading down the stretch in the final month of the season with a 4-game lead in the loss column, look no further than Alex Bregman if you want to know why they've been able to open up a little bit of a lead and do what they've been able to do.
Yeah, he's kept them afloat, and, you know, when they were struggling, but also with the injuries and with the time that's been missed by just about everybody else. I mean, everybody's missed some – every key guy has missed some significant time that's not a pitcher. So, yeah, man, I mean, this is your – running away with the MVP of this team. Last year, Oddly enough, I think everyone agreed Marwin Gonzalez was the MVP of the Astros. Altuve MVP of the league, but Marwin Gonzalez was the glue last year.
Had a huge year, played every position. This is not even factoring in playoffs. Yeah. He came in with the big home run against
Alex Bregman is that guy this year. Well, I mean, no doubt about it. He is the team MVP and probably going to finish in the top five in voting.
Yeah, so it's been a fun little run here. 7-3 on the homestand, as I mentioned. They're off today. They hit the road to Boston. Should be an exciting and must-see TV matchup this weekend. 3 against the Red Sox, which could be the precursor to the American League Championship Series. So a lot going on with the Astros. A lot of things pointing in the right direction. Got another good start last night from Framber Valdez. So, yeah. You know, he went 5 1/3, did what he had to do, gave up a run. But, you know, again, when you're waiting for Charlie Morton to come back and you don't know if or when McCullers will, they dig into their farm system and find another guy that can get outs and fill in as a spot starter when they needed him, and that's big. So a lot of positives right now for a team that a couple weeks ago that wasn't looking so positive on.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, last I saw, heard, and read was that Lance McCullers is not coming back to the rotation.
No, that's what AJ said. AJ yeah. Hinch said that even if he is healthy, because it would take so long to work up his endurance again and everything like that, that he will not be starting anymore for this team in the regular season for
yeah.
sure.
So
Charlie Morton expected back this weekend, though.
Oh, that's
so good. That's big to get yeah. Morton back because you need him, and obviously he's the guy that's going to be counted on as a starter first and foremost if you're going to go more than three deep. When you start talking about the rotation in the playoffs, depending on if it's a 5 or 7-game series. So Morton expected back this weekend. That's another good step for the Astros team. So things are shaping up because they're getting healthy, they're winning ball games, and a good barometer against the Red Sox. I'm not sure either team is going to show too much. David Price coming off an injury is going to come back and pitch against Gerrit Cole. Verlander won't pitch in the series. Sale won't pitch in the series. But the Red Sox or the Astros are a year ago in terms of they're so far out in front right now, they can just coast.
Indeed. I was looking up strength of schedule remaining. Mm-hmm. The Astros' strength of schedule left 471 winning percentage for their 22 remaining games. Oakland's got a 468. So these two teams, as far as strength of schedule, pretty much even. Oakland has one less game to play than the Astros. I think coming up pretty quickly, like next week, is when that game will be made up and we won't have to worry about half games anymore. So down the stretch, it should be interesting because we just talked about the Astros getting ready to head to Boston for a 3-game series, Oakland getting ready to Cadillac against the Texas Rangers, and then the Baltimore Orioles for their next 6 games.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so they should go 6-0. So it could be interesting. They've got the Oakland Athletics have the Rangers, the Orioles, Tampa Bay Rays, 2 series with the Angels, the Twins, and the Mariners left. I mean, that's not a murderer's row schedule. Obviously, Astros strength of schedule about the same. So,
and if you look at what they were facing coming up with that Yankee series, you were expecting the exact flip of what happened because you were expecting the Yankees probably to get 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully Severino pitching in that series was a win. He got a loss. He gave up 4 in the first last night. And again, you're expecting Mike Fiers to be Mike Fiers, and he hasn't been. He only gave up 2 earned runs, got them another win, and their offense isn't going anywhere. Chapman and Davis and those guys are hitting the baseball, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun, and that's a message series, too, because those two teams could be your wild cards, the A's and the Yankees, in a 1-game playoff. Don't just expect the Yankees to just have
that.
A cakewalk.
No. Astros close out their year, so they've got Boston, obviously. They got the Tigers. Arizona, Seattle, the Angels, 3 at Toronto, and then they get their last 4 against Baltimore. That's good. That's good. Because coming down the stretch, if this is close,
yeah,
they get to close out the season against Baltimore.
But I don't like
Baltimore.
Arizona in there because Arizona's playing for a lot right now,
yeah,
where most of the other teams on their schedule are not. That's one that worries me. You know, you get out of the Red Sox series, and hopefully you can get 2 out of 3 there, but that's no easy cakewalk.
Yeah.
You get the Tigers, which is great, but that Arizona series, I don't like that because they're in a dogfight with the Rockies and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. We appreciate you being a part of the show. If you want to partake, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We are at Poker Royal. If you want to join us, you certainly can. This is a really, really hot spot. We've been talking about it since the start of the show, and they're just getting underway, which means there's a grand opening this Saturday, September the 8th. Starts with a pre-party from 2 to 4 p.m. Food, full bar, lounge, live music, belly dancers, raffle tickets to win exclusive prizes. Then at 4 o'clock, the main event begins, a $20,000 guaranteed tournament. You just tell them you found out through ESPN 97.5. They'll give you two extra raffle tickets for a chance to win free entry into the $20,000 guaranteed main event. Pre-register for the tournament, receive 5,000 extra chips. And if you want to get some practice in, they got a tournament starting tonight at 6 o'clock where the buy-in is, wait for it, $9.75. See what they did there? In honor of ESPN 97.5. The buy-in, $9.75. Get into the tournament starting at 6 o'clock tonight. It's all right here at Poker Royal. It's the 9300 block of Richmond in the Big Strip Center right there.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's the biggest part of the Strip Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super nice in here too, man. 15 tables, I think we figured out.
Mm-hmm.
15 tables. Is that like the VIP? What is that up there on the stage? That's is that where Fred and AJ play because they're special?
It's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a nice place, man. I dig it.
Yeah, very, very cool, very clean, just getting ready to get going. So if you want to stop by, hey, great environment to play some poker, meet some new friends, and take care of your business. So it's Barry and I along with Nick back in the studio, and we'll be here till 4. Blitz will take you home till 7. They'll be here as well.
Couple of texts. Hey, Burry, B-U-R-Y.
Hey, Burry.
That's not even close. Hey, Barry, me and my wife's phone have been acting up the last 2 days. We had like 2 or 3 hour delays receiving text messages and pictures. They're on Verizon using an Android. I don't know. I'm on AT&T, so maybe it's an Android thing. I have no idea. I don't know why this phone sucks, but it's brand new. And I look to see if there's like a delayed message setting, but I don't think that's the case. So I don't know what the hell's going on. Hey, this is Demetrius. Barry, my yard work is done. Should I wait to fertilize until tomorrow and make sure it rains on Saturday? Yeah, if you're not going to water it in.
God, I hate you so much.
Should you wait until Barry starts a gardening blog to ask any of those questions? Yes, indeed.
You see, it's what the people want, guys. You got to go with what the people want.
Person, not people.
People.
Person.
No, because there'll be more gardening texts. You watch. Yeah, Demetrius, I would wait until you know that it's going to rain in the next 24 hours after you put it down.
Demetrius sent us a tweet. He showed he's done, so we are too. No more gardening questions. If you're done with the gardening, no more questions. We're good.
No.
Yes.
Plenty of questions.
Ridiculous.
We're already getting fantasy questions, so just Titan Hugo, I got it. I'll mark it. I'll save it. Don't worry. We will get that question in.
Okay.
What are we going to do? We have this pick'em, right? We've got the
Well, we normally do our NFL picks on Friday.
Right.
We do have a game that we can pick that's tonight, which is crazy but good. I'm very, very excited about this, especially with the Astros off today. Very, very excited about the fact that I'll watch an NFL game tonight.
And it's a good Thursday football game. It's a good opener because we've been conditioned to get bad Thursday football. I don't know if they just did this because of the opener or not.
Well, and I was kind of looking at the schedule, and because of the fact that this year the Thursday night games are going to be on NBC,
mm-hmm.
That they're going to kind of upgrade the competition level of these games. So it's a little better this year, but obviously right out of the gate with their opener, they got to have a good matchup. They almost always include the Super Bowl champ. So the Eagles at home with Foles as the starting quarterback against a Falcons team that a lot of people believe could be a surprise team in the NFC, high-powered offense, good steady defense. I'm a little concerned about the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean,
are you?
When you got Nick Foles, first of all, the first team offense did not score a point in preseason. I realize it's preseason.
Yes,
please. But they did not look good. Foles did not look good. He also got hit a few times, had a shoulder issue. There's plenty out there that are concerned with him after people that were giddy after the Super Bowl, worried about what's going to happen. But it's only week one, but at home, I don't know, man. I just think that the Eagles could be one of those teams that gets off to a slow start from what I've seen.
So I take it when you make your picks in our ESPN Pick'em, mm-hmm. you're going Falcons.
There's no question about it. I took Atlanta tonight.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow. Can I tell the people about the Pick'em?
Sure.
We should probably
absolutely
do that.
We should, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to play fantasy but you don't want to do the whole lockdown into a season thing, you can play with us. We were just talking about it. You get to do the pick'ems. You log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em, brought to you by Bombshells. You play it week to week, a couple weeks, or if you want, you got it all figured out. You can play for the whole season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of those weeks' prizes is a dinner for four at Chuy's. Oh, I missed
always
that by
good.
2 days.
Yeah, you did.
Originating in Austin, Chuy's is a fun and funky Tex-Mex restaurant that serves authentic and fresh food in a fun and funky atmosphere, appealing to everyone in 15 locations throughout Texas. Like I said, just had it a couple of nights ago. So, yeah, I'm excited about this pick 'em because I didn't get a lot of fantasy teams for a reason. I've got a lot going on, but I do like these pick'ems where you just go in, you put your – I've already done my first 2 weeks on the app.
Yeah, it's not time-consuming.
It's super easy to do. You just log in, you pick those ones. So, yeah, I've already got my whole week already done. Look, when it comes to Eagles-Falcons, I get it. The Falcons are some people's surprise team or think they're going to be better than maybe some people believe. Mm-hmm. But you're going to roll against the Super Bowl champs in week one?
I am. I really am.
Is it because they're on the road? I mean, what's the logic?
No, that game's in Philadelphia.
Is it in Philly?
Yeah. It isn't? It is, yeah. It's in Philadelphia. Yeah, I mean, I just...
Oh, that's right. It is in Philly.
Yeah, to me...
And so you're picking the Falcons on the road.
They got two solid running backs. They got great receivers. They got a former MVP quarterback. You know, I just think overall the Eagles are dinged up right now. I think that maybe there's a little bit of a hangover from the Super Bowl. They haven't shown me anything in terms of continuity on offense, whether that be due to injuries or otherwise in the preseason when teams are at least trying to get a little bit of a rhythm going. And so for all those reasons and because I think Atlanta's a no slouch of a team anyway, mm-hmm. I think the Falcons surprised the Eagles.
Now, I will give you this. The spread is one. Uh-huh. A lot of folks high on the Falcons in this. I
didn't even know the spread was one.
Yeah. I'm still going. I'm sticking with the Eagles. I mean, I know that you don't like Nick Foles.
I didn't say I don't like him. I don't like the way he looked in the preseason, and I don't like the fact that he got dinged up in the preseason. I like him just fine, but, I mean, and he's obviously a great insurance policy for an Eagles team waiting for Carson Wentz to come back, but – for week one, with the way everything has looked in the preseason for the Eagles, I'm just not feeling good about them right now.
All right. Here is a – let's see if you can figure some of this out. So this is the top 32 – well, the ranked 32 defenses in the NFL. Mm-hmm. We're going to go offenses and defenses. Now, I'm only going to do tonight's teams plus, obviously, the teams you and I care about, right. The Cowboys and the Bears.
No.
No?
No, but good try.
That wasn't it?
No.
All right, so where do you suspect the Philadelphia Eagles defense is ranked? Taking a shot.
I'm going to say the Eagles defense should still be in the top five.
Okay. Nailed it.
Oh.
They are fifth.
Okay.
All right. Falcons, where do you suspect the Falcons defense is?
I'm going to say the Falcons are in the top 10.
They are sixth.
Okay. Wow, that close.
Yeah, that surprises me a little bit. You know what? Damn it, I was on the wrong one, Joel. That was offenses.
Attaboy, Bear.
That was the offenses. All right, defenses-wise. So now we know that
Do I think that the Eagles' offense is number five coming into the season? I do not.
Okay.
Not Falcons, coming into the season.
Falcons six, and I don't know if I'm sold on that being six. Eagles' defense, second.
Really?
Yeah.
Behind second. The Rams?
Yes. No, behind the Vikings.
Yeah, I was going to say Rams and Vikings, to me, are the two top stacked defenses, but –
Falcons check in at 12. So, offensively, two teams match up pretty well. Defensively, I'm not sold that the Philly that the Eagles defense is that good either. I think I would have the Vikings, Rams. I mean, maybe Philly top five, but not second.
I agree.
But all right, where do you think the Texans are defensively?
I'm assuming that they think everybody's going to be healthy. Mm-hmm. I would say the Texans defense is at 9.
8.
Okay.
And Packers?
Don't give me. 15.
13.
Okay, there you go.
Not bad.
I was close on all of them.
Yeah. So Packers offensively, where do you think that they fall?
Offensively, I'm going to say that they are 6th.
7.
Okay.
Is that all Aaron Rodgers? You would know more.
You know what? Because here's the thing. I was thinking about it today.
Like, they've lost more weapons than they've replaced.
They got the two young running backs they drafted last year. They lost Jordy Nelson, but they still have Devontae Adams, and they still have Randall Cobb. But my thing is, and I'm just going to throw this out as a sleeper to keep an eye on, mm-hmm. and he's tough to move this year because of the franchise tag. But if the Steelers keep having problems, and the Packers were already trying to get Khalil Mack, they're trying to make an impact. But can you imagine an offense that has what they have and has Le'Veon Bell?
No. Do you really think that's a...
I think one way or another with the new general manager, whether they try and make a trade and orchestrate something this year, if the Steelers get as angry as they seem to be from an entire unit after yesterday. But if it doesn't go this year, when he hits free agency, I could see Green Bay getting in that.
I would be stunned if that happened.
Really?
I would be stunned.
Well, I wouldn't be.
Texans ranked 24th offensively in the NFL. 24th.
That seems kind of low.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. But you figure how thin this team is at receiver, the fact that Deontay Foreman is on the PUP for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
They're thin at running back. I mean, when Alfred Blue is your backup running back, they're thin at offensive line. It's DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun Watson, and what?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We got a game to talk about on Sunday as well. It's the Texans and the Patriots. We've got plenty more on the agenda. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, hit that HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Text us, call us, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects, coming to you live from Poker Royale. We are here on Richmond Avenue. I believe it's 9371 Richmond Avenue in that strip center that you can't miss. Stop on in, see us, but more importantly, get in on some great poker. We're here till 4, Blitz here till 7. Tons going on, lots of tournaments to get into, and a big grand opening tournament this weekend where you could get $20,000 or involved in all of that pot. That's going to happen this weekend, so a good place to stop in. Shout out to Knuckles, by the way, who is in Hawaii on vacation, enjoying some fun and sun, but at 8:40 Maui time, he is listening to the Usual Suspects in ESPN Radio in Houston.
Attaboy.
That is dedication without question.
Attaboy. That's how you do it.
No.
All right, yeah, we still got fantasy questions coming in on the text line, so make sure you get those in, 713-780-3776. I will save them. I will read them in order as we get Sigmund Bloom on the phone, so get them in quickly.
And make sure we prerequisite everything by saying calls are first.
Yes, calls
are first.
We always
take the calls first.
Somebody did say that on their Android and AT&T, all their picks and texts were delayed. Sent a text at 11 a.m. yesterday. Person got it at 8 p.m. So don't blame me.
No, that's on you.
Don't blame my phone. Blame AT&T.
Nick and I haven't had problems. We've been communicating.
Are y'all on
AT&T?
That
would be true.
I am not.
It's probably just some glitch in the software or something
like
that.
Well, Nick's on, what are you on, Cricket?
No, I'm on Verizon, sir.
Oh, okay.
As am I.
Oh, well, that would make sense then. So you're not on AT&T. So there was an AT&T issue. not a Barry's phone issue. So,
speaking of AT&T,
as the kids would say today, Nick, suck it.
I think you're just really mad because you invested a lot of money in a really nice phone that doesn't work. How much is that phone? It's like a grand, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like $900.
Dang, but that's how all phones, even Apple phones, are like
that. Comedy money, Nick. That's just pocket change when you're in comedy.
You know, that's how we do.
That's why everybody's got to make payments on iPhones and Android.
AT&T must be having some hard times because the other night, in the middle of watching the Astros game, it just completely froze. Then it went to a black screen, and for 25 minutes, I actually had to get Manny Fresh and some of the people to give what I normally hate, which is play-by-play of the Astros game, until it came back on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was AT&T on DirecTV alone, but everybody started chiming in because I just kind of, on Twitter, I was like, hey, anybody else having these issues? And they just started pouring in like everybody is. You got to go down to regular definition to get it. And I'm like, I'm not going through all that. I'm not jacking with my TV.
Yeah,
it'll come back soon enough, but it's still enough to be a little bit frustrating.
Somebody, you had mentioned Bell to the Packers.
Yeah.
This kind of makes sense, but somebody said Bell to the Texans midseason. You know why it kind of makes sense?
Why?
Is they're thin at running back.
Well, they're thin at running back, but they're paying Lamar Miller a lot of money.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd probably swap them, but they're also thin at picks, so that may not be a thing.
But I was reading an article this morning.
I'm guessing Pittsburgh is going to want a mint.
No, they're not. You know why? Because at the end of the year, what it basically states is they're going to lose him. But because he signed the franchise tag, mm-hmm. unless the Steelers are willing to rescind the franchise offer for him,
right?
Then trying to get any kind of guarantees is completely out of whack. Because as long as that's signed, he can't sign an extension with you.
No.
So therefore, you basically have to get the Steelers to accept the fact that they just, rather than getting absolutely nothing in him walking, you take whatever you can get. But that's where they're probably not going to want to take less than pennies on. They're not going to take the pennies on a dollar trade that doesn't help them to help another team. And the other team, even if you trade something, give up an asset to get him, there's no guarantees he stays at the end of the year because you can't sign him to an extension.
Don't burst my bubble.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, you burst mine. I started out by telling you where I thought he could go.
I'm like, no, he's not going to the Packers. You're like, yeah, he's not going to the Texans.
So before the break.
If I'm Pittsburgh, I'm like, okay. You want to
get him out of the AFC?
Well, if I really hated him and didn't care, I'd send him to Cleveland because it's not going to help them anyways.
Yeah.
But you can't because they're the same
division. Well, and they got Carlos Hyde, and they drafted Nick Chubb. So Cleveland's got running backs that
– But you're probably getting one of those back, right?
I mean, you would think, right? And they have
– But you can't do it because it's the same division. But, I don't know, maybe send him down to Tampa.
They need a running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that whole plays out, because if you missed it yesterday, and we'll get into this more, the Steelers not happy. Their offensive line chiming in the media, stating the fact that Le'Veon Bell makes double their salaries and more, and that he had kind of given an off-the-record comment to a few of them that he would be showing up in preparation for week one. He did not show. He was no-go. Now no one knows when he will be there, and the guys are basically all out up in arms saying this is not the way it was supposed to go down, and you're letting your teammates down.
It's a bad look because we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but when you've got guys in the NFL that are holding out, 99% of the time the entire team is behind them because they get it. It's a business. But when your teammates start to get disgruntled with you, especially your offensive line, the guys that are blocking for you, forget how the look is to everybody else. Internally in that locker room, if that's true, that's going to be awkward. That's going to be difficult. I think he's going to have to really have a sit down and be like, look, I was just doing this for posturing. I was just trying to get my money. You guys understand. You got to mend some fences because I'm shocked that other NFL players, even on his team, would be upset with him about it.
But again, and there's a lot of ex-players, including Travis Johnson, out there on Twitter saying two main rules in the locker room in the NFL. Stay out of your teammate's house and stay out of his bank account. Because at the end of the day, regardless of your affiliations, the main unit is as a unit as the players. The Players Association. Get paid. Don't get mad if someone else gets paid because your day's coming. You know, and obviously stay out of their other players' bedrooms. But
Yeah, but I'm so it sounds like he's supporting Bell.
He's supporting Bell 100%.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's shocking
that
his offensive line is turned
right.
On him
the message is as a player to player relationship, support your common player.
Absolutely, bro. If you were trying to get more money from David Gow, the last thing I would do is be like, don't give him money. I can't believe
because your day's
out.
Coming.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We appreciate you guys already chiming in all over the platform. So if you want to tweet us, text us, or call us, we're available for you. That number 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. We're back with more. It's the usual suspects from Poker Royal 93.71 Richmond, right here on ESPN 97.5.